Justin Fluke back with you, now joined by Coach Gary Smith, Hiawatha boys basketball heading into the new year. And Coach, I'm sure you and the guys just excited to kind of put last year behind you. Of course, had all the COVID stuff early on in the season, the late start. You had injuries and certainly a lot of obstacles during last year's five-win season. So has it been refreshing just to kind of have an off season and be able to kind of start from scratch with a pretty good group of guys that you have here this year?
It's going to be nice, you know, being normal. A year ago, you know, we sat around for the first couple weeks and watched everybody else practice, so that was tough. And you know, obviously we haven't had to do that this year, and, you know, we got a good start, and kids working hard, so it's been pleasant, yes.
Fourth year with the program, and you did lose five seniors, and I think three or four of those guys were starters. So, I mean, you have some guys back with some varsity experience, but a lot of these guys haven't really been the guy, or at least in a starting role. So how have they embraced those roles, and how do you feel like this year's team's kind of coming together?
Well, you know, they've done a nice job practice-wise, and obviously I've been around them enough to, you know the kind of type of kids they are and the type of players I think they can be. And I mean, they're gonna be able to do some things, and they've been enjoyable to work with, and you know, I look forward to seeing how well they compete.
Carson Gilbert, one of your seniors, a returning all-league player that scored 17 points per game, is one of the keys, I guess, being pretty balanced and not being dependent upon just one or two guys, knowing that you can get some production and contributions from, you know, five, six, seven guys each night out.
It will be nice, and I think, you know, that will be a little different this year. I think we'll have an opportunity, you know, where we've got some other guys can score the ball a little bit. And, you know, they're going to be new guys, but I think they're going to be able to, you know, do some things. And we look forward to that for sure.
First two games of the season are non-conference games, but they're both at home this year. Marysville on Thursday night and then Troy next Tuesday. What are kind of your biggest concerns or the things that you're most anxious to see here in these first couple games of the year?
Well, you know, it is a good, they are non-conference games, but both of them, I think, are teams that are going to be pretty good. I think Marysville, they're in a good league and they always do well and coach well. And, you know, for that'll be a good task. And even, you know, the next game would be Troy. And I know Troy's got a nice group back and, you know, they should be really, you know, solid. So it'll be a couple good tests here early on just kind of see where we're at. And of course, you know, I kind of like it that way. I mean, I like, you know, playing good teams and good programs. And so we're looking forward to seeing where we're at.
You bet. Well, it should be a fun season. I look forward to chatting with you throughout it, Coach. Best of luck, and thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Coaches Show is brought to you each week on KNZA and MSCSports.net by Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm and by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha.